From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Dex here, July 28th. Five that moved the crypto tape overnight. Here's the first. Let's get into it. First, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin ETFs see $12 million outflow. Ethereum funds gain $9 million on July 27th. So, I just got my hands on some numbers from yesterday, July 27th. Bitcoin ETFs saw a $12 million outflow, which is a pretty significant move. Meanwhile, Ethereum funds gained $9 million. Now, I know what you're thinking. What does this mean for the broader market? Honestly, it's still a bit early to tell, but these kinds of shifts in investor sentiment can definitely have an impact. For Bitcoin, that $12 million outflow is a notable drop, especially considering the recent price action. It might be a sign that some investors are taking a step back, reassessing their positions. On the other hand, Ethereum's $9 million gain could indicate that some investors are starting to take a more bullish stance on the asset. One thing's for sure, these kinds of flows can be a signal of changing market dynamics. It's worth keeping an eye on how this plays out in the coming days. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our markets partner Kraken supports Ethereum. Link in show notes. Next, second, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin declines in early Asia trading as interest rate fears rise. Rising interest rates and economic uncertainty may drive investors away from volatile assets like Bitcoin, favoring safer investments. The post-Bitcoin declines in early Asia trading as interest rate fears rise appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Be In Crypto. Arthur Hayes buys $6.39 million. More Ethereum, then the Ethereum market starts to tumble. Arthur Hayes bought 3,298 more Ether, Ethereum, worth $6.39 million hours before Ethereum's spot price slid from $1,960 to $1,872. The purchase extends a buying streak that began July 15th. Hayes has now spent $13.87 million on 7,013 Ethereum at an average price of $1,923, leaving him roughly $368,000 underwater. A buying streak. Built in pieces, Hayes assembled the position through a string of over-the-counter trades. On-chain trackers flag transfers to Galaxy Digital, Falcon X, and Cumberland since mid-July. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, dollar reaches one-month high on Fed hike speculation, putting pressure on Bitcoin. A stronger dollar amid Fed rate hike speculation could intensify crypto market volatility, impacting investor strategies and asset valuations. The post-dollar reaches one-month high on Fed hike speculation, putting pressure on Bitcoin appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, fifth, from Be In Crypto, Bitmine stock pops 13% as Ethereum treasury bet pays off on Wall Street. Bitmine Immersion Technologies, BMNR, shares popped 13% Monday after a fresh treasury update. It was the best-performing stock of the day on Wall Street. The Ethereum firm's $11.8 billion in crypto, cash, and equity stakes reassured Wall Street investors. The company now holds 5.79 million Ethereum tokens, equal to 4.8% of Ethereum's 120.7 million circulating supply. That puts Bitmine very close to its 5% accumulation target it set 13 months ago. Bitmine buybacks signal confidence. Bitmine repurchased 6.1 million shares last week, up from 5.5 million the week before. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.